We now welcome Addie Goodman, the president and CEO of JCC Chicago, to Score Values. Addie, so good to hear from you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you. And folks may remember last year, we had you on before. Actually, last year it was the Violins of Hope, the traveling residency of violins from the Holocaust era that so many great musicians were playing around the Chicagoland area. And it was the first Growing Hope event at Gallagher Way. And here we are a year later, and you guys are getting set for the second annual Growing Hope event. What is in store on Wednesday night outside of Wrigley Field?
We are so excited for our second annual Growing Hope concert, again in partnership with Chicago Cubs, and again featuring an incredible lineup of talent. This year, really featuring Chicago's own stars. So at that concert, which begins at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, on stage you'll see Shoshana Bean, Broadway star, Edwin McCain, top 40 singer-songwriter, and what we call our first inaugural 2024 Youth Ambassadors of Hope. Akira Slaughter, a 12-year-old spoken word artist, a rising star here in Chicago. The Happiness Club will be performing for us, and the list really goes on and on. And of course, Violins of Hope will be on display and in performance. We're thrilled that Rachel Barton Pine, a renowned violinist, will be playing alongside her daughter, 13-year-old Sylvia, who is a violinist in her own right and who just played a Violin of Hope at the National Anthem at this past Wednesday's Cubs game. So we're all about being at Wrigley, we're all about violins, and we're all about growing hope.
Yeah, well, let's get to that last part, growing hope, because before you came on, you told me we're growing hope all year round. This is not just happening on Wednesday night. Can you tell us a little bit about this movement of growing hope?
Well, our six-month residency with Violins of Hope reached over 200,000 people across the state of Illinois in person through performances and exhibits and programs. And the feedback through surveys and other types of data collection showed us that the vast majority, 95-plus of people who participated in that programming, came away with greater feelings of empathy, greater understanding of history, greater understanding of the connections between, for example, anti-Semitism and racism, and we knew our work had just begun. So Violins of Hope turned into what we call the Growing Hope Movement, and we are not in this work by ourselves. We are really in this work in partnership, and one of the things that will happen at our Growing Hope concert is a big announcement about a big new partnership between JCC Chicago and the YMCA Metro Chicago. Dory McWhorter, their CEO, and I will be on stage making the big announcement about our new partnership, where we will be bringing our Growing Hope curriculum at the J to YMCA's out-of-school programs and summer camps. We're going to be planting Hope Gardens across the city of Chicago together and a myriad of other events and programs, really all focused on putting our arms around the 40,000 young people that our organizations touch every year and really instilling within them core values of kindness and acceptance and understanding, building hopeful habits. And really, we've got our eye on the city of Chicago being the first city of growing hope.
Addie Goodman, president and CEO of JCC Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. And you talk about the amount of kids that you work with. And why is it so important to reach out to the youth at a time like this? And I think the word that you use over and over again is so important when it comes to young people. Give them hope again.
You know, both JCC and YMCA, you know, we're deep in the business of working with kids. And here at JCC Chicago, we're the largest Jewish community center in North America. And we run a bunch of day school or preschool programs, summer camps, overnight camp. And our kids are having a hard time. We saw it certainly through the pandemic, and we see it in some ways even amplified now. Kids are struggling. The pressures on social media, the dynamics in social circles, both online and in person, are hard for kids. And what we know is that hope can be taught, that you can learn hopeful habits, you can learn to see the world in a better, brighter way, and it begins with your own actions. So when we can explain to people and really help people see that we have more in common, that we have different, that we have the ability to infuse in another person kindness and hopefulness, by being a person who puts out a helping hand and lifts another person up, that that comes back to you when you behave that way out in your community, in your neighborhood, in your school. We are on a mission to really help our young people feel that and really amplify that throughout the communities and circles that they're part of. And we believe it starts with one person at a time, and it starts with a network of agencies that really believes in that kind of future for our young people. So that's our mission.
What do you think it is about music that brings people together?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think we all have that experience of a song comes on the radio or you hear it passing by and you know that song, or it strikes a feeling in you, and it just changes the way you feel. And with Violins of Hope, those violins, while they have a lot of history behind them, they also play songs that we are familiar with, like the national anthem at Wrigley Field. And some of the people that we'll see on that stage and some of the songs that they'll be playing are songs that really resonate, that feel good energy, that togetherness and camaraderie that music makes possible. And when you're all sitting there listening to those songs and singing and swaying together, you are a community in song and collaboration. And that's really what we're looking to do. I also want to share that before the concert, we have a community fair where more than a dozen nonprofit organizations in Chicago will be present, where folks can come by and learn about what they do and see how they might lend their own time or talent to boost Chicago's nonprofit work. So the entire evening and afternoon at Gallagher Way outside Wrigley Field is really all about lending a hand, lending hope, and embracing what we know can be a city of hope here in Chicago.
Absolutely. And how can people attend? What's the ticket situation? And what do they need to do if they want to come to the fair or the concert?
The program from the community fair to the concert is 100% free. Go to jccchicago.org. Right there on the main page, you will see links to the concert with all the information that you need. Tickets are free. We ask that you register. Come on by. You're going to get a Growing Hope t-shirt. We have friendship bracelets that we're passing out at the concert. It's basically like the Eras Tour. And you're going to have a great time out at Wrigley with us. Again, the Chicago Cubs are a great partner. We're looking forward to really making a big announcement about the YMCA coming in as an anchor partner for Growing Hope. And we're really looking forward to what not only we'll be doing at Gallagher Way on Wednesday, but what's coming the entire year ahead as we look to implement Growing Hope programming across Chicago.
So I want to talk a little bit more about Violins of Hope. Now, did the residency in Chicago start last year?
We began in April of 23,
right,
and it ran for 6 months. With all 70-some instruments here in Chicago. But we couldn't stop, like I said.
Right.
So we still have a collection here of both playable and exhibition instruments that continue to migrate through communities for all different kinds of programming, including programming coming up with the October 7 anniversary happening in just a couple weeks.
Right. And so when we've talked about the history of those instruments before, so, now we're a couple years later, and you've seen all the places. I remember telling you last time where one of our coworkers here, Ray Diaz, who is the executive producer of the Bernstein and Holmes show, was walking through the park in Logan Square, and he heard these instruments being played, and you just can't help but stop. And it goes back to what you were talking about, how music brings people together. So whether it's in the park or seeing those instruments and musicians playing the national anthem at Wrigley Field, what has this journey with Violins of Hope been like over the last 2 years?
Well, like I say to people, I think we blew our own minds.
Right.
So we had a real big idea of what could be, but we had also, as an organization and as a community, we had never embarked on a project like this. And our first big question was, would it resonate? Would people gravitate towards this work and this messaging? Would it matter to people? Would our organization be a trusted messenger for this work? And just at every corner, the box checked yes, yes, yes. And I think what we found was, as a community center, which is easily accessible, you know, we are low barrier, open to all, non-denominational. We really are here for everybody and anybody that hosting a project like this, which is really, yes, there are instruments of the Holocaust and there is a history lesson embedded, but the project is really about humanity and human values and really taking a beat to think about what happened many, many, many years ago and the kind of vitriol and hatred and violence that led to the Holocaust and some threads of what people see that seem somewhat similar now, and that we all have choices in our life and we can all make choices that will divert from tragedy that would, sit in history books in a different kind of way 80 years from now. So if we really encourage young people and all of our community members to look upon their neighbors with a kind eye and really find the, listen to those stories and read about the violins and, those were farmers and artists and homemakers and seamstresses and, people working and living their lives just like we are. And really see within ourselves their stories, we really can find those ties and weave those threads throughout life and learn from our past so that our future can be one that we really is the kind of future that we all hope for. It's a magnanimous mission. It's a huge initiative that requires a tremendous amount of optimism. And I could not ask for a better partner in Dory at the YMCA, who is an eternal optimist. And we both love this city. And we really believe that Chicago can set an example for what's possible across our country and throughout the world.
Addie, great stuff. Addie Goodman, the president and CEO of JCC Chicago. Thank you so much for joining me. One more time where people can reserve their free tickets to the Growing Hope concert at Gallagher Way on Wednesday, and where they can find out more about JCC Chicago.
You're going to go to jccchicago.org. The community fair starts at 4:30. The concert main stage is at 7 p.m. It's free. It's fun. It's going to be a beautiful night. We hope to see you there.
Addie Goodman, thank you so much for joining me.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.